If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
One of the responsibilities of the Pharisees in general and the Sanhedrin Council specifically was to serve as policemen of the law. And so these are people who would go around looking for error so that they may destroy the person, destroy the reputation of the person. Today we see many people who, under the guise of truth, they're just committing slander. Well, did you know so-and-so don't speak in tongues? Okay. Well, they don't. We say our doctrinal statement says we believe in the gift of the Holy Spirit according to Acts 2:4. Yes, we do. Tongue talk all the live long day. From the time you get up till the time you go to bed at night. But that isn't grounds to demonize somebody. If somebody says, well, Pastor Lambert, I think the gift of healing was for the first century. All right, you're entitled to that belief. You ain't going to hell because you want to stay sick, but don't get mad at me because I want to get healed. And when God does heal me from whatever has hit my body, don't get mad at me because your doctrine just got blown up with a shotgun. Amen. Say, well, I guess I was wrong. Young man came to me one day. We were going to have water baptism. And the young man came to me. He had to be about 20 years old. He said, Pastor, my mother wanted me to ask you. He said, do you baptize in Jesus' name or do you baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost? I said, well, I'll baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost because Jesus said to do that. I said, but I'll baptize you in Jesus' name because Peter said to do that. I said, which one you want? He said, I just want what's right. I said, both of them right. Peter wouldn't get up and say something contrary to Jesus, but he was saying it because the people needed to know who Jesus was. So if you want to get baptized in the name of Jesus, come on down. I'll baptize you in the name of Jesus. I'll baptize you in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I don't have a problem with it. I'll baptize you in both. I'll do all of them together if you want. I'll baptize you in the name of Jesus, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Hot tie. And bring you right back up out the water. It's not an argumental position. But the devil will sit on your shoulder. See, they apostolic. We all apostolic. We're all sent. Every one of you apostolic. Sent. Get out. Go. Reach the lost. You're apostolic. See, but we strain. A guy came here. He came to see me. And he's sitting down. He pulled out his book and he got his Bible there and he's arguing with me about stuff. And I let him go for about 15 minutes and I said, hold it. He was ready to fight. He had scriptures. He started in on tithing. How you going to tell people to give a tenth? You just saw he had lists of scriptures. I looked at him, I said, brother, I said, people are dying and going to hell. We sitting in here arguing about time. I said, how about we get together and go win the lost? No. How about we go out there and get people who are bound by the devil? How about we go out there and just tell them who Jesus is? Then the Lord can deal with how they should split their allowance.
Well, see, I was just coming to give you truth.
I said, okay. You going to join with us when we go out into the street?
No, well, see, we don't do all that.
Oh, so you spend all your time getting people together so you can beat up on other ministries who promote Christ, the Word of God, but not the way you want it done. See, I don't get upset anymore. Paul said, just preach Christ. We fight about things. Oh, God, we fight and fight and fight. Over what? Over what?
But I don't listen to so-and-so. He don't preach the Bible.
How do you know? Just because he ain't sending people to hell every week? Pentecostals, we think a person hasn't preached until they tell you, you're going to hell.
For straightening your hair. You're going to hell for wearing pants. You go to the beach, you're going to hell. Yeah, tell it.
Tell them what? What have you told them? What have you said? People have called, left me messages.
You ain't like you used to be. You used to preach against sin. Now you don't do it no more.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But it would be a testimony of the lack of growth of the parishioners if I still had to say the same things. I'm glad I can get up here and teach relational things. And if you learn to love God, then you're going to not want to hurt him. I shouldn't have to tell you not to drink and smoke. I shouldn't have to tell you not to fornicate. I shouldn't have to tell you that no more. Not after 29 years.
First John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18.
Don't let the devil get into your speech. He's a liar. Don't let him get into your speech. Make you say what he says. I'm so sick and tired of this. Don't nobody respect me, and I'm viewed like this, and I'm saying, see, that's just devil talk. That's just devil talk. God knows who you are. Don't let people put you into that box where you begin to feel inferior to someone. If God puts you up, nobody can bring you down. And listen, those of you in leadership, never fear somebody coming in to help you. I long for an Elisha. Because I'm not insecure. I long for somebody else standing on my shoulders just like I stood on my pastor's shoulders. I'm doing things he would have never done, but he taught me the basic foundation was maintain integrity. I stand on his shoulders. Someday somebody's going to stand on mine. And I welcome it. Never own something and let the devil take. They just trying to take your position. You know what you say when he says that? They can have it. God's got something better. Something different. We hold on to stuff. I'm in charge. Pastor put me in charge of this. The Lord's been dealing with me. I have to be more explicit from now on, so I will. After the summer when we have our leadership meeting, things are changing here for the better.
Yes, sir.
But they're changing. And the way we used to do things, I'm tired of people holding on. Pastor, when we were over there, Pastor, you were more accessible. Place only held 65 people. Yeah, I was more accessible. Now our church has quintupled. We had hundreds there. We got thousands now. I can't be everywhere. Pastor, you used to go to wedding receptions over there. Yeah, because I could go to one and nobody knew. Now if I go, everybody, well, you went to theirs, now you got to come to mine. You went to that one, now you got to come to this one. I can't do it. So now I need to empower ministers and elders and deacons and pastors to step in the gap. Don't let the devil bring you the lie. Pastor, see, now that we done grown and he, you know, he just don't have time. No, I don't. But it's not that I don't have time. Here, check this out. Check this out. The larger Bethel gets, the more I have to spend time with God. You said you would release me to spend time with God. So as long as I'm up on that mountain with my hands up to God, Bethel flourishes. But if I got to come down to deal with insecure people and leaders that don't that get frustrated and members who don't feel that they're saved anymore and people who think, well, nobody calling me and nobody's helping me. Okay, you should have care and we're going to address all those issues. But I can't be with God and with people all the time. And trust me, I'm with God. I get into that office sometimes at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. From that time till noon, that's my God time. I don't do any counseling. I don't do any meetings. I don't do any of those things. I try to give that time to God unless it's something absolutely necessary. Why? Because I have to stand before you and take this ministry where God wants it. And the devil will bring you a lie. See, Pastor don't care. He just let any old body be in position. But we're all any old bodies. Well, I can do it better. I got gifts. Here's the one. You know, I talked to a pastor. He told me about his financial person. And he said, I said, how'd you point that person? He said, they used to have their own business. Now listen to this, Donald. They had their own business, and now they're over the finances of the church. So I said, well, what happened to the business? It went bankrupt. But they're over the finances of the church. You follow me? So we always think that just because a person was able to master something in the secular, they can master it in the spiritual. And that ain't true. Again, the principle applies. How is God going to put me over his house when I did not do a good job? See, the devil will lie to you. Watch this. 1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of God doesn't sin, but he that is born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one doesn't touch him. And we know that we are of God and that the whole world lies in wickedness. This is a powerful passage. We're of God, but the world lies in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. The world is wicked and it lies. Amen. Do you know the seasons lie? Do you ever watch the weather warm up while we're still in winter? And you'll see sometimes little flowers will stick their little heads up because they believe the lie. And then next week we get frost and they die. And the more mature flowers are still in the ground saying, I told you not to put your head up. I told you not to put your, now look at you, you're dead. Now you got to wait a whole nother season if you had just listened. Because the little younger ones are going, come on, it's warm outside. Stick your head out there now. Stick your head out there now. And the more mature member was like, no, baby, just stay right here till March 21st. Don't go out that hole. And even then, you might have to wait till May. Just listen to me. And the young one, no, I don't put my head out now. And then here comes frost. And you walk out there and everything dead. What is he saying? Don't let the devil push you into ministry you're not ready for. Don't stand on what your faith cannot support. The devil is a
liar.
But God is.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08115A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord.